The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Cargurus.com.
Okay, welcome back to Behind the Knife. 2020 was a rough year on all of us, but here at Behind the Knife, we're really looking forward to 2021. For all the residents out there that just took the ABSCI, congratulations. Hopefully you're all enjoying a well-deserved break, and hopefully we're able to help you out. Behind the Knife has now been going strong for 6 years. It's hard to believe, 6 years. And we wanted to give you guys an update on what has happened and where we are going. First, we just want to start by thanking you all for listening and for your many, contributions to the content and everything we've put out. Thanks for giving us all your feedback. We really take that seriously, and we're trying to build that in and make Behind the Knife better. And really, thank you to everybody who shared this podcast. We really couldn't have done it without you, so thank you. Behind the Knife is now the number one surgical podcast in the world with over 8 million unique downloads. We average between 10 and 20,000 listeners per episode, and our ABSCI series was really, really popular with over 15,000 downloads per day. So thank you for really helping us skyrocket this to the next level. We're also growing internationally with over 25% of our audience being international too. So to all of our international listeners, thank you, and we're happy to have you.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of other exciting things going on. Our YouTube channel has really taken off in the past 2 years. We have over 50,000 subscribers. We have everything from basic skill tutorials to ABSCI reviews to a new landmark paper series. So I highly recommend you check that out as more stuff is coming. And this year, we finally got our ABSCI review out there in paperback format, and it ended up being the top selling medical prep book for all of December and January. So thank you guys for your support about that. We're going to continually improve the book and look forward to a better one coming out shortly. I also want to give you a quick update on our team. The team has changed a little bit over the years, but the core team is still there. We have Jason Bingham. He's a general surgeon at Madigan. He focuses on foregut and bariatrics. He has two combat deployments to go, and about 2 weeks from now is going on his third combat deployment. So thanks, Jason, for all the work. And then we have Scott Steele. He's the chair of colorectal surgery at the Cleveland Clinic and is just about on every paper and book that is published in the realm of colorectal surgery. So I, Kevin Canary, I'm a vascular surgeon at Brooke Army Medical Center now in San Antonio and Loving, Texas. John is finishing up his trauma and burns fellowship. That's John McClellan at Harborview, and will be more involved this coming year. Patrick Georgioff is, you've heard him many times on the podcast. He's put together many great educational series. He's joining Behind the Knife full time, and he's a trauma surgeon at Wake Med in Raleigh, North Carolina. So welcome, Patrick, to joining us full time. Megana is doing awesome at Nebraska. She's going into pediatric surgery, and we love everything she does. So thank you, Megana. Michael Vu, you guys have, I'm sure, heard and seen from him this past year. He's our tech and video aficionado. He's a research resident at Madigan, and he's got a lot of exciting things coming up in the realm of video for you guys this next year. And then Shreya is a fourth year resident at Case Western, and she's going into surgical oncology. And then I have to give a little mention to our podcast favorite, Wu Do, who is not actively involved in the podcast currently, but he did match into Boston Children's this summer for, he's going to start his training in pediatric surgery. So Wu, we love you. Thanks for all you've done.
Yeah. So what's next for BTK? And that's a lot, actually. We've been working really hard behind the scenes to build Behind the Knife into a comprehensive go-to surgical education resource. So currently, as we all know, offerings in surgical education are definitely hit or miss. They're patchwork, a variable quality, and definitely expensive. And we recognize that. And we at Behind the Knife are on a mission to fill that void. And we're going to do this by creating relevant, engaging, and high-quality surgical education content in a variety of media formats so that we can meet the needs of the modern-day learner, you guys. And by you, I mean medical students, trainees, and staff. Now, to do this, we're going to need your help. We are looking for surgical educators with a passion for teaching to join our team. We know there are master educators at every single institution, and we know that they work in silos, artfully and skillfully educating students, trainees, and their colleagues. One case, one small group, and one grand rounds at a time. Well, guess what? We need you to bring that skill and that passion to Behind the Knife. Why educate one or even 100 people at a time when you could join the BTK family and reach 15,000 listeners?
So how can you join our family? Well, in a couple weeks, we're going to be putting out a call for applications. We will be looking for staff, fellow, and resident surgeons with an interest in the following specialties to create new podcast content with us. So what we're looking for is trauma, HPB, MIS, vascular, surgical oncology, endocrine, colorectal, emergency general surgery, cardiothoracic, critical care, breast, and surgical education. And this is what we're going to be asking of you. Two things here. So number one, you'll create a team of three surgeons who will develop one new podcast every 3 months. Ideally, the team will consist of surgeons from the same institution who are at different points in their career. For example, one resident, one fellow, and one attending to round out your three-man team. And number two, we want you to create podcast content that alternates between journal article reviews and interesting, challenging, or particularly instructive cases that are specific to the subspecialty that you are in charge of. It'll be a 2-year commitment, so that should total 8 episodes. It's unpaid for now, but one of our primary goals at Behind the Knife is to create a paradigm shift when it comes to surgical education and pay our content creators for the high-quality educational materials that they are creating. So it's high time. If you are a highly skilled educator who's put in countless hours of effort honing your craft, then we are ready to make a home for you at Behind the Knife.
I feel a little bit like a TV infomercial and saying, but that's not all. We got a couple of projects as well. We're revamping our website. It's going to be easy, super easy to use. It's going to be organized and accessible. You're going to be able to access a lot of the old content. And I know for a lot of you, you know, you may have never even gone back and listened to some of the great things we put out in the early years. There's going to be other two big time education projects that you're going to have to look forward to. The first one is the comprehensive mock oral boards. As we talk about here, our goal is to help you to dominate the day and dominate these boards. So it's going to be based on national curriculum. We'll feature some of the most up-to-date clinical information. And then the second one is a general surgery core curriculum. Now this is where it's going to be pretty big. We're going to cover all the bases, audio, video, written format, name it, the platform, you're going to be able to access BTK on this. So there's going to be a lot more to come on this. So with a cohort of master educators joining the team, there's no question that the sky's the limit when it comes to essentially a fresh, practical and entertaining surgical education content that you can access on BTK in order to dominate the day.